closing out the show with Richie Byrock, pianist, with the Gregor Huebner Duo, the WDR Big Band, and Rich DeRosa. We heard Piano Concerto No. 3, The Code, Third Movement, Born in Brooklyn. Before that, Jimi Hendrix Experience with Hear My Train A-Comin' from Winterland Live, 1968. Those of you who listen to Ken Friedman know that Ken received a message from God commanding him to play more Jimi Hendrix. By some strange coincidence, I got the same message from my Lord. Now, it's possible, maybe Ken and I pray to the same God. I don't know, but it's possible that the Lord was trying to reach Ken, dialed a wrong number, and I got the message intended for Ken to play more Jimi Hendrix, but I just did, just in case, because I do not want to incur the wrath of my Lord or Ken's. Before Hendrix, we heard Tico with Strawberry, and thanks again to Gus Bodenheim for continuing to be the staff announcer for this program. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 7 Second Delay. They want your faxes. If you've got a fax machine, send them a fax and they will respond. See you next week.
What a great theme song. Am I right? Friends of Don Quixote.
Hold on.
And the program is called The program's called 7 Second Delay. I'm just practicing for when we
It's 7 Second Delay Redux. It's 7 Second Delay again.
Oh, you want you
We're
want
back to, where we belong, right?
Yes.
It's 7 Second Delay.
It is called 7 Second Delay again.
Because we opted to keep that name instead of making some money last week.
Right.
Yeah, that's the choice we made.
No, but we absolutely want to thank both people who called in to pledge to 7 Second Delay last week. That was really great of both of them.
Not a big week, but we ended up giving away $400.
Yeah, to Juniper. If anybody knows Juniper,
you can hit her up.
Hit her up for some money. She's
or for some fresh heroin. I bet she has some fresh H by now.
Why?
Well, she got the $400 by now.
So you're just assuming that she bought some junk with it?
You're right. I shouldn't assume.
Mighty big assumption.
You're right. When you assume, you make an ass of Ken and me.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. I never understood that one. Hey, it's the start of a new year. Let's just hit reset. Let's just forget every mistake we've ever made, every embarrassing moment.
Which mistakes?
Exactly. That's the spirit. Let's just move forward. Let's be forward-looking people.
Okay.
Like, let's pretend we live in a Turtles song. We're just happy. We're content with the world.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Weren't the Turtles the greatest? They were so upbeat.
Which Turtle song?
Any Turtle song. They were the Turtles.
Show Me?
I don't know that song.
Eleanor?
Maybe Eleanor. I like She'd Rather Be With Me. You know that song, the follow-up to Happy Together? They were the greatest.
I think I'm...
You should live your life as if you live in a turtle song.
The third track of the second side of...
No one cares. We're moving on. Dear God.
Battle of the Bands.
Yeah. Oh, the Battle of the Bands?
Their album. I'm continuing with your Turtles thing.
Oh, wait. They did have an album called Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
Wait, who was the other band?
There was all the Turtles. They imitated different bands on each track. They imitated a different.
That was stupid.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
It was not a good album.
Hey, any musicians listening out there, avoid stupid concepts for your albums.
Damn.
Little hit from your Uncle Andy.
Giving out some free advice now.
Oh, I thought of the greatest name for a band.
Yeah.
Ever. Any musicians out there, it's yours. Wait, I'll sell it to you for $100. You want to hear the name of the band?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Here's the name of the band. Everybody's Equal, featuring Tim Sussman. Nobody's better than anybody, featuring Ken Friedman. You say, like it's a funny joke because you're saying we're all equal. Oh, we're all equal, featuring Ken Friedman.
Well, that's like Fred and Alan came up with the name of a radio show for FMU, which was called Women and Children First after Fred and Alan.
Yeah, that's like that.
Kind of the same joke.
No, it's not the same joke. It's a better joke. Damn you to hell.
I'm going
to
sell that Tim Sussman joke for $200.
Damn you to hell. Okay, let's just start over now. Let's just reset. I want to start this year over.
I'm worried that we're making the same mistakes already.
I know we are. Yeah.
We can't change who we are, Andy.
The biggest mistake you make is you turn my mic on. Okay. But
tonight we are looking forward, and we're embracing new technology, and that's why tonight we're doing a fax show.
We're not taking calls. We're not receiving and responding to letters. We did that last year.
Well, that's yesterday's technology.
Right. We're responding to faxes. If you have access to a fax machine, we will read any fax you send and respond to any fax you send. But we have a special dedicated fax line. What is that line?
It is 201-521.
Hold on. 521
1286.
1286. 6. 201 521 128. Say it again.
6.
6
is the last number.
Yeah, that's a hard one to remember.
And we've already received a bunch of faxes.
We'll respond to any faxes you send.
We're going to respond to them immediately, almost in real time.
Here's the wrinkle.
Yeah.
Here's the wrinkle.
Okay.
Our fax machine is on the fourth floor.
Right. Fifth floor.
Fifth floor.
Yeah.
And where are we, Ken?
We're on the second floor.
So that's why we have our friend Sam Russell here.
Sam the Appraiser.
We call him Sam. How did you get that nickname? That's an unusual nickname, Sam. Sam the Appraiser.
Closer to the mic, Sam.
Yeah.
Because you
what
sold...
What putts gave you that nickname?
You sold bad show insurance and asked me to appraise which shows were good and which were bad.
You remember the bad show insurance?
So you're blaming us for your handle, for your nickname.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll take
Sam
the rap.
Sam was the appraiser for the bad show insurance.
You mostly did good shows.
We offered people a refund if we did two or three bad shows in a row. Is that
and
right?
I think we did. No, I can't remember how it worked exactly, but we did pay out a couple of times.
I think you only did one bad show.
No, I think it was it had to be a sequence of bad shows.
No,
is that right?
No, it only had
oh,
to
one
be
bad
one.
Show meant no phone calls or less than two or something.
No, it was up to Sam.
Oh, Sam.
That's why he was the appraiser.
It was subjective.
Which one it was.
What was the bad show?
It was the one where you were at home on Halloween giving out Halloween candy to kids.
That was a stinker.
That was a stinker.
No, it worked much better.
I wanted to like it.
Of all the bad shows in all the world.
This past Halloween was much better. You were giving out the rainbow fentanyl pills.
Yeah.
That worked out great.
Kids went right for the orange ones.
Yeah. No, but this was the year when we paid out the bad show insurance. I think you were giving out Pez or something. Really stupid.
I think I was giving out ice cubes. Kids put them in their paper bags, walk two blocks, ice cube melts, paper bag rips, candy falls onto the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. I'm following behind. I scoop it up. I make it candy. I'm collecting candy all night.
Wow. And even after you collected all
I was rolling in Tootsie Rolls.
Damn.
At least I hope they were touching.
That's balls. Really, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It might not work thinking. If it was New Year's or something.
No.
It's below freezing.
Work. Yeah, you can't be below freezing. Okay, so Sam, we have Sam. Welcome to the show, and thank you in advance for running up and down the stairs.
Well, you don't have to run. There's no need to run.
Run.
Sam.
I will get you those faxes as fast as possible.
Run. And I'll give that fax number again, 201-521-1286. Do you think listeners have fax machines?
Well, we've already received a bunch of faxes.
Are they all from the same loser listener?
No.
From different loser
listeners?
They're
from all different people.
I guess a lot of computers have that option, right? You can send it as a fax?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds something. Yeah. 201-521-1286. We will read and respond to every fax we receive. So do you think we're receiving any right now?
Maybe I'll go up and check.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Wow, Sam is great.
I think that some faxes are coming in right now. 201-521-1286.
We're not taking calls. We're not answering letters. You can try to contact us telepathically, but we're going to ignore those two tonight.
Should we start going through the faxes that we've received?
I don't know. First off, well, before we do, you want to thank everyone that pledged money?
I do.
Your little station?
Yeah, no, I've already thanked both people who called to pledge last week.
Yeah, you're really bitter about last week.
And the week before, thanks to all the people who called in to Soak Andy. And
that was an hour of just shame. That was not anything to be proud of.
And then the tattoo. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, it was just such a wonderful moment.
I have
Andy's. I'm the angel on Andy's shoulder now, permanently.
Have you seen this tattoo lately?
Yes. Oh, lately, no. Why, did you do something to it?
No.
Okay, I'm sure it looks the same as it did 2 weeks ago.
I wear it proudly.
Are you regrowing the hair on your shoulder?
I don't show it to anyone proudly.
Because I would like it if you continued to shave the hair off that shoulder blade.
Well, or it'll look like you have a nice full set of whiskers.
No, I think I just want the tattoo to, you know, to look good. Without hair all over it.
I'm trying to just ignore it, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe Beth could get some Nair or something and just start, you know, rubbing you down with it.
I can't imagine a scenario where anyone will comment on. I guess if I'm not often at the beach. I guess if I am, oh, this will be bad.
Yeah.
That will be bad. I have to explain it.
Yeah, at the beach, or what about the guy who gives you a piggyback ride to and from the PATH station?
Well, he very, very rarely sees me shirtless.
But if there's a heat wave
this summer,
he might be shirtless.
Yeah.
Because he gives people piggyback rides.
Well, we have a rule about that.
Yeah. So he could see you shirtless, is what I'm saying.
He could see me shirtless.
Yeah.
He's really funny.
Is he?
Yeah. He pretends I'm too heavy for him.
I bet you are too heavy for him.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I really am.
He seems like you've mentioned that he's a very small guy.
A very old guy, too. He's been with our family for like over 40 years.
This is the guy in New York who takes you right from the...
From here to the PATH station.
From the PATH station in New York to your apartment. How do you get from here to the PATH station in Jersey City?
That's another guy.
Oh, you have two. Actually, whoa, Sam, the appraiser.
Oh, no, we have a lot. Hey, we got to really start doing these.
Okay, here we go. So this one
well,
is...
Well, why don't we do the original pile first?
Okay.
Oh, my God, we have to respond. Give me some of these.
All right, here you go. And don't forget, this one is...
Are we going to split these? How do we do these?
I don't know.
Okay. It's, well,
the word
Eric...
The word is weenie.
I understand. Eric from... I can't give his email or his address.
Eric is from London, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Eric has sent... Oh, I can't even tell. Is this Eric's?
Yeah, that's Mr. Weenie Butt. It's a
he
meme.
He said, thought this might interest you. Yes, and it's an obscene meme that covers the entire page.
Weenie Butt. Mr. Weenie,
Weenie Butt.
Butt. Yeah.
That's your euphemism?
Yeah.
And apparently, according to Matt, this is now a popular meme.
It's all over the internet.
According to Matt.
Mr. Weenie Butt.
Yeah. Well, thank you,
I think the
Eric.
The thing that makes Mr. Weenie Butt so special is the expression on his face is completely neutral.
You mean the viewer can read into it. It can read into anything you want. You can project your own feelings.
There's no happiness. There's no sadness.
That's exactly how you'd feel. You'd have mixed feelings if you had a weenie.
Oh, if you had a butt,
if you had a real weenie butt.
Yes.
You could see the advantages. You could see the advantages of it, and you could see the disadvantages.
No, I'd be really upset.
Well, I'm a turtles kind of guy. I'm an upbeat kind of guy. I'm a happy together kind of guy. I'd look for the silver lining.
I'd probably go to the emergency room if I was in a Mr. Weenie Butt situation.
You'd have to go to the Weenie Butt line.
Yeah.
Probably is pretty common.
All right, our next fax comes from Hank Banger.
Yeah, is this another weenie
butt?
Thank
you, Hank Banger.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did Hank send us?
Here's what Hank sent us. It would appear to be...
A picture of himself, I'm guessing.
A picture of himself in an astronaut spacesuit.
And it says WFMU on the shoulder of the spacesuit. So now we're getting a little glimpse into Hank's head. I wonder if this is Hank's little secret fantasy.
Being a deep sea diver or a moon walking astronaut.
Or just in a big suit that's completely blocking out the sound of WFMU.
Well, maybe he has WFMU piped into the suit. You know, big deep sea diving and outer space suits always have audio piped into them.
Do they?
Yes, always.
Do they?
Yes. How do you think they communicate with one another and with Mission Control?
Well, they don't play bad music.
That's up to the people at Mission Control, I think.
I hope he's playing the Turtles.
But not the Battle of the Bands album.
No, not the Battle of the Bands album. Do you know that song, She'd Rather Be With Me?
Yeah.
Happiest song ever.
Well, not as happy as Happy Together.
They were both so happy, you know, because their choruses go like this. La, 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 la. That was their trademark sort of move.
Yep.
The Turtles.
Yeah.
Are they still with us, Flo and Eddie? Are they still alive?
Yeah, I think they're both still alive, yeah.
If you call that living. Are we still alive?
We are.
And then we got to read these faxes.
Yep. Here's an interesting fax.
Here's our fax number again. 201-521-1286. 1286.
Right, that's the brand new WFMU fax number.
We're not taking calls. We're not
Who needs
answering
calls?
Letters.
We have a fax machine.
Yeah, that's right. Calls are for losers.
This is a conceptual one here.
Oh, as opposed to the others?
Yeah.
Okay, this says this is a test fax. This is a test fax. This is a test fax.
No, you don't have to read
this. This is a test fax.
No.
Why? You don't know how it's going to end.
No,
this is a test fax.
It says that.
This is a test fax.
It says that over and over and over again.
Yeah, but you might be a surprise ending. Might have a twist ending.
You could. It would jump.
Might have an Agatha Christie sort of ending.
It would jump out at you if.
Well, we'll know soon enough. Let me finish. This is a test fax. It can't just keep doing this. No one would write that.
Well,
this is a test fax. Almost done. Here it comes. Brace yourself. This is a Oh, no. I think you're right. Wait. I'm glancing ahead. This is a test fax. This is a test fax. Oh, yeah. That's all it says. That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Because once they established the pattern, it didn't offer any surprises.
Yeah.
Disappointing, to be honest.
Let's read our next facts.
Okay.
This one comes from Dr. Jazz.
So that nickname now is taken. I can't use that nickname.
Correct.
Okay, 201-521-1286. We're responding to your faxes.
Yeah, fax us, and we will get the message almost in real time. The only lag is how long it takes Sam the appraiser to come down the stairs.
And to recover from his stroke.
Fortunately, his stroke has not impeded his ambulatory skills on the stairs.
Well, if he has the stroke going down the stairs, he can just roll the rest of the way.
No, he had the
clutching
stroke.
Clutching the faxes.
No, the stroke happened already.
Oh, that's good.
This morning.
He is a trooper.
He is.
Okay, so what's the next fax?
It's from Dr. Jazz.
Okay.
And the cover letter says, I spotted Ken partying on a yacht several years ago.
And it's a photo?
And it's some kind of photo of...
it looks like you.
Somebody who looks a lot like me.
But it's hard to tell. It's just in silhouette.
Partying on a yacht.
It looks like a railing behind you. This might have been from our 7-second delay cruise. Could that be possible?
Nope. Because that was at night. This is clearly during the day.
It is a mystery.
Yeah.
It's a mystery wrapped in a conundrum. Okay. Wait, let me just think if I care about solving this mystery. Let me think. Let me focus on this for one second.
That's a...
I'm going to say no. I don't care.
Yeah, it's a picture of me on a yacht. Theoretically me on a yacht.
Well, he might have seen someone that looks like you or grabbed a photo of someone
you. Yeah, what it is it's some kind of insurance commercial or stock trading commercial.
Or maybe he photoshopped you against this background.
No, it's like E-Trade or Ameritrade, and there's an ad of a dude who looks a lot like me partying on a boat, and it's...
We agree, though. One thing we can all agree on,
yeah.
A waste of everyone's time.
Yes.
201-521-1286.
All right, we got
another... That's our fax number.
We got a fax here, Andy, from SunTech Fax.
Yeah. And wait, is this horrible radio? Because no one at home can see these faxes.
Well, that's why we're describing them.
How satisfying is that?
I don't know.
This is stupid.
I thought you wanted to embrace the new telefax technology. This is... You wanted to do a call-in show where people faxed us. That was great. You turned down my microphone, and then you had a big tubercular phlegmy cough in your own microphone. This is your microphone. What's going on with you?
I didn't want you to.
You're sick. You shouldn't be coming here if you're sick.
I'm sick.
Oh, it's a lozenge?
I'm sick.
You are sick.
I'm not sick. I feel fine.
So that didn't sound fine.
No.
It sounded like...
I had a little... You made me laugh.
Sounds like you got something growing inside your lungs.
Well, what are the odds of you making me laugh?
Very low.
Very low.
Very slim.
But why are we doing this? We're just describing faxes?
Yeah, that's all we're doing. That's the whole show.
But listeners can't see these facts. Are we going to post them somehow?
I can't do it right now.
All right, here's another one.
Do you want to get calls from people who have faxed us? Would that make you happy? And they could talk about the whole process of telefaxing a radio show?
The turtle song I was in a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
It's ended.
Oh, you want to hop into Eleanor?
No.
There's plenty of room.
No. Now I'm in a U2 song.
Which song?
I don't know. They're all just so grim. They're the grimmest.
Beneath the Bloody Sun?
Who knows?
I Will Follow?
Man, were they downers, U2.
They're still around.
Yeah. Who's more depressing, in your opinion, U2 or REM?
U2.
Yeah, they're downers.
Yeah.
Why can't every band be the Turtles?
I know you have a deep hatred for REM. They come up a lot.
Here's an interesting fact about REM that a lot of people don't know.
Uh-huh.
They suck.
I like them.
Well, how do you explain this?
Yeah.
They suck.
Oh, I like crappy music.
Oh, that would explain that. Very few people know that about REM.
I don't.
But I have a friend. I have a friend in the music business who told me that they were bad.
How did he find out?
I don't know. He had some inside information.
Yeah. Huh. It must be nice working in the music industry.
Yeah, you get that inside info.
Yeah. Are you going to
just... You get the scoop.
You've been staring at that fact.
Well, I don't understand this. It's a fact that says to cook or not to cook. And it's...
How's it looking, Sam, the appraiser?
It's really slowed to a crawl. We've only got these two.
Oh no.
We're running out of facts.
Well, one of them's funny.
Oh, no.
Okay, wait, we got to give the number out again. 201-521-1286.
Is that a new number?
No, that's our special dedicated fax line.
All right, so we got two of them here.
So this says to cook or not to cook. Wait, very quickly, it's some kind of ad or something for pots. What am I looking at?
It's some kind of foodie thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that looks like it's from the same website.
Yeah, this is from the same person. It's another foodie thing. It's the Urban Farming Institute with an infographic about what they do. They grow, they research, design, educate, create gardening. And it's the Urban Farming Institute in Oakland Park, Florida. Get involved today. Drop by 1101 Northeast 40th Court in Oakland Park, Florida. Just go up there, knock on the door. They won't think it's weird at all. Urban Farming Institute. Urban farming, you know, it's a big thing.
What is urban farming?
You know, like in a city like Detroit, where all the houses are abandoned, they sometimes just, you know, they demolish all the houses and they put up a farm in the middle of the city.
Yeah. Don't you want cucumbers that were grown in an old car factory?
Those are the best cucumbers.
Can people pledge to the station by fax?
No.
No.
No, we don't.
Like you can't fax a $100 bill.
We've made so much money during the marathon, we wouldn't know what to do with more money.
Well, actually, I suppose they could fax a credit card number.
Yeah, that closet is completely full of
bills. Not
a
good idea, though. I wouldn't fax a credit card number to anybody. Here's one. It says, here's a fax that we just got in. If you would like to fax us, the fax number is 201-521-1286. And we just got a fax in, which says, the only Monk reboot I want to see.
Yeah.
And it's a monk getting kicked in the weenie.
Oh, it's a real monk.
Yeah.
It's a real monk.
It's kind
that
of
is,
a joke.
Right. It's a real monk that seems to be in the middle of that has challenged someone, a street fighter.
He's getting kicked.
To a fight, and the street fighter is kicking.
Kicking him in the groin.
The real monk in the groin.
Which one made me chuckle out loud when it came off the machine.
And Monk Reboot, I guess, refers to...
Your movie.
Yeah, I have a little Monk...
Your Monk movie. Thank you, Sam. Movie. Sam's heading
Thanks,
back
Sam.
Up, so get your facts in now, and Sam can bring it back down here. There's a lot of monks that's their speciality, is...
Getting kicked between the legs.
Getting kicked in the crotch over and over and over again.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. Getting faxes here, 201-521-1286. If you'd like to get on the air, that's our fax number.
What if no one else faxes, Ken?
We got a fax here from listener Eric. It says, you can read that.
It says Fuzzy Gloves Forever.
Fuzzy Gloves Forever. That was the name of the show 2 years ago, the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Mm-hmm. And... all right, this is good.
Do you think Sam is stopping off at the opium den on the third floor?
It's not exactly an opium den.
No, not exactly an opium den. That's right, Ken.
Yeah, I know what you're referring to, though.
I'm referring to the opium den on the third floor.
Well, yeah.
We may never see Sam again.
No, we'll see him again. You can count on that.
Thank all our listeners who pledge money to keep Ken's opium den open, at least open 5 days a week.
Well, you know, I mean, it's part of the FMU abortion clinic.
Well,
you gotta relieve people's pain somehow.
Yeah, the tension, and stress at the abortion clinic. That a visit to the abortion clinic.
We're not allowed to have fentanyl, like a, you know, real abortion clinic. So we make do.
With our opium, complimentary. Now, 100% complimentary.
Right.
That's how we roll.
All right, so here's a fax we just got, Andy, and this is from Ron.
Okay.
And Ron makes a very interesting point here.
Oh. Man, I heard an interesting point once a couple of years ago. Loved it. Loved it.
What was it?
I can't remember now.
Hmm. Well, Ron's point...
I think it was that elephants are the only mammals that can't jump.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That is not true.
The elephant is the only mammal that cannot jump. The elephants and me.
The mammal. Well, can a platypus jump?
Is a platypus a mammal?
Yes.
Then he can jump.
I don't think it can.
Can't jump very high. Can't jump very gracefully.
It doesn't even have legs. How is it going to jump?
Shut up.
Well, here's the point that... Here's the point that... Listen to that. You have tuberculosis.
I don't have tuberculosis.
Listen to that.
I forgot how much fun saying shut up to you was.
Well, Ron is making the point that faxes used to print on a continuous roll of heat-sensitive paper, so faxes were always odd sizes. Sort of like if you were using toilet paper that didn't have perforated sheets.
Shut up, Ron.
He goes on. Also, because faxes were heat-sensitive, they faded over time.
That's right. The early faxes did.
Perhaps that was a precursor to some of these apps where messages disappear over time, like Snapchat. Perhaps a metaphor for technology that seems to come and go with more rapidity.
Do you want to know how old I am and how long I've been writing as a career?
Not yet. I want to finish Ron's facts.
Go ahead,
first.
Yeah.
This started coming now.
Oh,
good. Oh, thanks, man.
Sorry, Sam.
Frenzy.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And Ron concludes his point here as with saying maybe a symbolic precursor of our own inevitable and ever more imminent demises.
Yeah, good point, Ron. So you know how far back my writing career goes?
How far back?
When I started writing, and I needed to get a script to California, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who had the? I would fax it there, but people didn't have private fax machines.
Right,
that was a novelty.
I remember that.
You know who had the fax machines?
Who?
FedEx. The FedEx guys, this is how it would work. I'm not kidding. They would come to my office.
Uh-huh.
They would pick up the script.
Yeah.
They would take it back to the FedEx office.
Mm-hmm.
FedEx it to L.A. Make a copy in L.A. Have somebody FedEx it to the L.A. guy.
Jesus.
And that was, and then when I finally got my own fax machine, it was a big day.
Same here. I have a hilarious fact story as well.
No, I can beat it. Do you know who Dave Thomas is from
Wendy's?
Second City?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Second City guy?
Yep.
For some reason, I was working on a project with him.
Uh-huh.
And when the day I got my fax machine, he got his fax machine.
This can't possibly be true.
And we were delightedly sending funny faxes back to and forth.
What were some of the funniest that you and Dave Thomas traded? Your fax pen pal, Dave Thomas? Can you remember any of the amusing faxes?
No.
Okay. We got a fax from Kirk. And Kirk...
Now I'm thinking.
I'm going to read his fax on the air.
Hold on.
And Kirk faxed us...
Damn it. Let me think.
Kirk writes, I would have...
They were funny.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure yours were really funny.
He drew pictures.
Uh-huh. Did you also draw pictures?
Shoot, I can't remember. My little head, I only have 18 gray cells left. Oh.
Well, Kirk faxes us, I would have written more, but I have to go flip my laser disc over.
Well, that's a reference to how dated this whole idea is, of course.
Right. Somebody faxed us with just a bunch of... ones or L's, and then at the very end they write, "Hi, Ken and Andy." Very nice.
Well, who sent that?
I don't know.
Well, there's a name here.
Frank Almond sent us something which says, "Hello, my name is Ms. Henson. I'm calling in reference to a fax order for delivery to the address on record for insert name. This is the final attempt. Please return my call as soon as possible for proper delivery of this documentation."
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
You don't believe I exchanged faxes with Dave Thomas.
No, I do. I would have no reason to doubt that.
I would doubt it. If some guy told me that story, but then couldn't reference a single.
He was very funny. He was part of the Great White North comedy duo team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, him and Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
All right. So here's our fax number, 201-521-1286. I wish I had kept a couple of them.
Yeah.
Although, as one of our faxers pointed out, it probably would have faded by now. They faded very quickly.
Well, here's a fax that says, Dear Ken and Andy, Ed Seifert is a sexy mofo. P.S., his band is playing in Pyrmont, New York on June 25th at the Turning Point. And Loretta Hagen is apparently opening up for him.
What are the odds of an Ed Seifert fan texting us, faxing us? Yeah. Wow.
Wait, the same Ed Seifert who's playing at the Turning Point in Pyrmont, New York on June 25th with Loretta Hagen?
Somebody is apparently a very, very enthusiastic fan of his. I heard he's great.
All right, we got some.
I heard he's great live. I hope he does that song he wrote about partying all night.
Yeah. Oh, we got some haikus faxed in. These haikus come from Ronnie, and they're haikus about different WFMU DJs.
Oh, I'm mildly curious. 201-521-1286. Can I hear one of them?
Yeah, this one's about Darren.
Okay.
Who's on Sundays.
We all know when Darren's on, Ken.
Okay. Mike is in the red. Man always screaming at me, so this is drug use.
Wait, man always screaming at me? Doesn't it have to be seven syllables? Man always screaming at... Okay, he's right. Okay.
Yeah, it's 575, right?
Yeah.
Mark Hurst of Tectonic. You want me to stop using Google Maps, my man? Ha, 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 ha.
That's the last five-syllable line?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And here's a haiku about Glenn Jones' program. I'm a New Yorker. I am not a jerk-off, sir. You are a jerk-off.
201-521-1286.
That's our fax number.
That's our fax number.
We will get your fax right on the air.
Yeah.
Right away. Here's a fax.
Has there been a fax yet that has delighted and entertained us?
I've been delighted. Yeah.
Here's somebody fax. It looks like a picture of a chicken on a sidewalk.
No, it's a peacock.
Peacock?
Or a pheasant.
Yeah. Well, it's a silhouette. It's hard to tell.
It's a pheasant or a, egret.
Yeah, an egret.
Or something.
That's right, Ken. It's an egret.
All right, here's one for you to describe.
All right, here's a fax from Web Hamster.
Web Hamster Henry.
Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a dandy, an old school British dandy with a top hat.
Uh-huh.
And he is throwing things away. It's like 12 different little illustrations.
Uh-huh.
And he's throwing all these things away. He's very snooty.
He's throwing away liquor, like a liquor bottle.
Right. Cards and gambling. He's throwing away...
Vices. I guess
vices. And then, at the last panel, there was one more thing. Oh, there's nothing left for him to censor. There's one more thing, says our hero. Looks like kind of a butler. And the last panel... The dandy himself, the snooty, critical, judgmental dandy.
The government man. You're calling him a dandy. I think he is the government.
He's the government.
The government
represents the government.
Yeah.
He's like the station man, manager.
Well, he's the man.
Who's censoring everyone.
He's the man.
Yeah. He's Mr. Buzzkill.
And he gets thrown into the garbage himself.
Yeah. 201-521-1286 is our fax number.
Here's a great one for you to describe on the air. I believe this one came from...
This has a picture of me.
Dick Weenie as well.
This has a picture of me. It's from Lawrence B.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a van that says free candy, and the driver, it looks like they photoshopped my face.
It does. Now, it doesn't look like Photoshop, though. It looks like an actual photograph.
Yeah, it could be an actual photograph.
I think it's a photograph of you driving around your free candy van.
Yeah. It's hard to find, you know, it's hard for me to find the van because not every van is 100% soundproof. To find a soundproof van takes a lot of work.
And that looks like it's a screenshot from a television news program, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says mystery van with creepy message on the bottom from Channel 5 News. So he actually photoshopped this. He made a little,
Well, Channel 5, Channel 5, but probably West Coast Channel 5, KPIX, KPIX.
Oh, you can tell that's West Coast by the call letters?
Well, it says KPIX.
Do you know, what is that, California? LA?
It's got to be west of the Mississippi because it's a K.
You oh, is that know how that? It works?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. What's oh, I see. And what's,
yeah, east of the Mississippi is W, west of the Mississippi is K.
That's how you know that you've crossed the Mississippi.
Yes.
If you don't want to read the signs or look out your car window.
Yeah.
You can just look at the call letters.
Or pay attention.
Yeah,
or
pay attention.
Yeah.
It's like you know you're in South America if the toilet flushes the other way.
No, that doesn't work that way.
Well, neither does this K and W thing.
Yes, it does.
No, they're both bogus.
It works better than...
They're equally bogus.
Yeah, you're describing, I think it's called the Coriolanus effect.
I think you're describing the Coriolanus effect. 201-521-1286.
Which we did a whole show about that, and it doesn't work.
It works.
No, it doesn't. It only works for really gigantic things that spin around, like hurricanes and typhoons.
It doesn't work in everybody's toilet?
It doesn't work in toilets.
And what do you do with that information? How do you parlay that?
I pick up girls with that information.
Oh, man, I'd love to meet the girl you could pick up with that information.
That's in fact,
my kind of gal.
All you got to do is just invoke the Coriolanus effect. You'll only pick up a certain kind of girl, though.
I don't need to pick up girls like that, and I'll tell you why. I have my free candy van.
That's really gross and horrible.
Like, the kids do get free candy. It's not false advertising.
But they get a lot more than free candy.
Oh, yeah. But they get the free candy. I couldn't live with myself if I didn't end up delivering on the candy.
Yeah, do you also put an ice cube in their bag of free candy when they leave?
so you can collect it after a few minutes?
Yeah, and then roll around in the Tootsie Rolls? I like to roll around on U.S. dollars, not Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, well, hey, we've all heard the marathons. We all know what you love to do with money. 201-521-1286.
Yeah, that's why I usually call this time of year rolling around on money season.
Yep.
Aaron in Minneapolis faxed us.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. And he usually calls, but today we've saved him the trouble.
Aaron writes in his fax, "So the listeners of the station gave you oodles of cash, yet here you are still using a fax. What is wrong with you? Anyway, I love you, Aaron in Minneapolis."
He does make a good point. We raised money. You did very well in the marathon. Congratulations.
Right. Well,
we
didn't spend any money on a fax machine. We had.
But here you are. But he's saying it seems like we could afford some more modern equipment.
Yeah. Like a fax machine in the main studio. So is that what you mean? So that Sam doesn't have to keep running up and down the stairs? Didn't buy a fax machine. We had a copy machine that had a fax function on it. We just had to plug a telephone into it. We're out of faxes. Oh, no. Thank God.
We're running
thank
out of steam.
Thank God.
201-521-1286. We will read and respond to any fax you send.
This one's from Andy. No, sorry. It's to Andy from Dendrite.
That's me.
Oh, this must be from your piggyback guy.
Okay. I believe it's a federal offense, Ken, for you to read this fact.
What's it say there?
I'll see you out front, 7:15. I'll be wearing a black coat.
Oh, is that your piggyback guy?
It sounds like a guy applying for the job.
Well, you already have two piggyback guys.
It's good to have a backup piggyback guy.
Yeah, but you have a New Jersey one and a New York one.
201-521-1286. The alternative would be walking all the way to the pass station.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if there's a puddle?
Oh, yeah, no.
What if there's gum on the sidewalk?
Yeah. Or Tootsie Rolls.
with Tootsie Rolls on the sidewalk.
It's even worse. Because Tootsie Rolls, if you step on a Tootsie Roll, you'll often mistake it.
201-521-1286.
This is from the
company. You're welcome, listeners. for interrupting Ken.
This is from the company.
When he started his Tootsie Roll riff.
Zero to Infinity.
Yeah.
And it's another one of those faxes where they've written something. This one says, "Hello, Ken and Andy. Andy, if you're sick, you should not be in the studio."
Yeah.
"You know about Ken's health.
Yeah.
We have the no COVID competition going still."
Yep.
"Do you want Ken to lose?"
No, I would love Ken to go. I would love Ken to go years and years, another decade without getting COVID.
Well,
have you not had COVID yet?
I have not had COVID yet. And here's where you say I probably have had it.
Well, you've probably had it and not known it.
I don't think so.
Well, I know you don't think so, but you probably have.
Well, I know.
Aren't the odds that you've been exposed to it?
I don't think so. I've been pretty
careful. Oh, my gosh. Ken, you've been at Monty Hall now with crowds? Have you been on public transportation?
Nope. No public transportation.
Hmm.
Remember the piggyback guys?
Yeah.
I introduced you. Jesus.
Have you been coming back on the hookers?
A little.
Have you been sharing pipes in the opium den?
No.
No, that's... No. Don't do that.
No, it's, you know, epidurals all the way. This is also from Zero to Infinity. "Ken, thanks for keeping Dancing Queen alive in our heads for the past 7 days.
Oh, you've been playing a lot of Queen?
No, a week ago this morning I did 3 hours of Dancing Queen. Not Queen. Yeah. ABBA.
Oh, ABBA, that's right, of course.
"We love WFMU. We donated a bunch and really enjoyed the marathon this year. The finale was especially fun. Thank you again for all that you do in the world."
What the hell is their problem?
"WFMU is the Linux of music."
Where do they get off copying that attitude? 201-521-1286.
Here's a fax for you, Andy.
Okay. This one just came in. Mm-hmm. It says fax in big letters, and then it says boys. "A winning dating profile has intriguing pictures and a compelling written description. Who could create a more successful dating profile of themselves on Grindr? Ken or Andy?"
Oh, that's a good idea for a show.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Can we each create a profile and upload it and
yes.
then get results within the hour? Don't they have to...
if we do it on Grindr,
Vet them somehow? Doesn't it have to go through some kind of approval process?
Good question.
I don't know. I was on a website many, many, many years ago. I met Bethy on a website.
Yeah. Was that on...
It was on a now defunct website called...
J-Date?
No. It's now... Wait, what the heck was it?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was a big one. It was the big one of the moment.
Oh, my God. How can I be blanking on that? Oh, and that's going to be driving me crazy. New York Magazine sponsored it. Oh, Nerve. NERVE. Nerve.com.
Right.
But I believe they're either no longer a website or they no longer do.
They got in trouble for something.
But they did their job. I met Bethy. 201-521-1286. Bethy ended up suing them.
Really?
Yeah.
False advertising?
Yeah. It was pretty ugly there for a while. Kind of embarrassing for me.
Did you use somebody else's picture?
It was just embarrassing. She was so mad at them.
Apparently,
they didn't vet all their applicants very, very carefully.
Well, apparently, they didn't vet you.
Yeah, I guess that was what you meant.
Whose picture did you put up there?
I guess it was not me.
Well, yeah, obviously not you, but who was it?
Sean Penn.
Jesus, which Sean Penn?
Young Sean Penn.
Oh, young Sean Penn, like Spicoli.
Yeah, Spicoli.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Sean
Penn. I actually
Penn.
Clipped it out of that poster.
Wow. Well, I guess, yeah, I guess that Sean Penn could be seen as hot, I guess. We got a fax, Andy, from Oslo Coffees in Brooklyn. Oslo Coffee in Brooklyn.
Is that the name of a store?
A coffee company.
A coffee company?
Yeah, and they donated a whole bunch of coffee to the marathon.
Weren't you afraid it would keep you awake during the marathon?
I think that was the whole point.
Oh.
Oh, and this is great. They're faxing us a joke. Subject, Shetland pony.
Okay.
Here's the setup for the joke.
Okay, I love jokes.
Why couldn't the Shetland pony sing the national anthem at the baseball opener?
Why couldn't the Shetland pony
sing the national anthem?
Sing the national anthem
at the baseball opener. Punchline forthcoming by facsimile.
You mean another fax?
Yeah.
Is coming. Oh, so now we're on Tinder hooks. Now we have to wait.
Oslo Coffee is going to fax us the punchline to that joke.
Well, they only have 11 minutes. Wait, maybe we can discern the punchline. It's a pony. Why Shetland pony? I don't know. Wait, what characteristics does a Shetland pony have?
They're
could inform this punchline.
They're cute. They're not really working ponies. They're kind of decorative ponies.
Oh, yeah, like your FMU volunteers.
No.
They're cute, right? They don't really do anything. You couldn't name something that they actually do.
No, they do lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Sam the Appraiser is back with more faxes. You only have about 10 minutes left to get us faxes.
Sam, you are the unsung hero.
Sam, what did you say?
They got some zingers right here.
Wow. Look at this. Are these jokes?
Hey, Andy, how do you make holy water?
I give up.
You boil the hell out of it.
Oh, you boil the hell out of the water. There's no more hell in the water.
That's good.
I like that, Sam.
I stole that from the facts.
Oh, I see. Oh, we have somebody sent a page of jokes.
Great. Who sent them?
Yeah,
Sam, we're looking for the punchline to the Shetland pony joke.
It's our friend in San Francisco.
Pam?
It's Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
And these are kind of funny. My wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction. You know what I did, Ken?
What?
I packed up my bags and I write.
And you what?
And I write.
Okay. I kind of get that. What do you think Andy has?
No, I'm fine.
I mean, why are you... That cough does not... sound good. It really doesn't. You've got something in there. You're coughing up phlegm.
No, it's just like something in my throat.
No, it's phlegm in your lungs.
It's not phlegm. You'd know if it was phlegm. I'd be coughing a lot.
You are coughing a lot, and you're coughing up phlegm.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. You know how it is? You know how the book is?
How is it? Upside down?
It's pretty good. It's impossible to put down.
I get it.
These are all courtesy of Pam. Two guys walk into a bar. There's a third guy, but he ducks.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't walk into the bar.
Oh.
He ducks.
Yeah. Oh, that one's funny because of the humor in it. Yeah. Go on.
What does a horse say after he trips?
I don't know. What?
I'd have to read the rest of it to know.
It's probably...
I don't have the time.
It's probably written right there.
It is, but I just don't have the time.
Well, tell us. Tell us.
Well, there's only like 10 minutes left. Do we have other faxes to read?
We do. Here you go.
It looks like it's like over 8 words.
Here's one that you might like.
Okay, I'll read this.
Okay, yeah, read
that. Help. This is a horse, and he's just tripped.
Okay.
Help. I have fallen, and I can't giddy up.
Oh, it's a horse talking.
This is Pam coming to save the day.
Yeah.
This is Pam, like the White Knight, coming to save our show.
I am going to assume that Pam did not write these jokes, because I think Pam's jokes would be much funnier.
How would you say this fax show is working out?
Great. It's never been done before.
Well, that's true. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
That's true.
And somebody's reacting. Somebody sent us a fax reacting to what we're talking about on the air. What does that fax say there?
I don't know. It's all these, a lot of words. Somebody faxed us a lot of words on a piece of paper.
It's not that many words.
No, it looks like over 30 words. It looks like they're all different. All the words. Somebody that loves words.
If you're
celebrating words.
If you string those words together.
Yeah.
it probably creates meaning of some sort.
Oh, I bet it might.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you for that. Who sent this one?
You tell me. It's probably written on the words at the top of the...
Yeah, more words.
Yeah.
Somebody's crazy about words out there. I don't like words. I'm not into it.
You're a writer.
I'm retired. What's it say, Ken?
You just wrote the new Monk movie.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Hope it doesn't suck.
Well, this one is about the FCC policy covering broadcasting stations and how the FCC limits them to call signs that start with a K or a W.
Uh-huh.
With K call signs generally reserved for stations west of the Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And W limited to stations east of the river.
I was just talking about this. I was just telling you about this.
Yeah, we were talking about it on the air.
Just like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that happening?
Well, I think this person heard us talking about it.
And oh, it's not a coincidence.
No. And that's why they faxed it to us.
So I'm going to name a station. I'm going to give you call letters. And you tell me, Ken, whether it's west of the Mississippi or east of the Mississippi.
Okay.
Little trivia question, okay?
Yes, go ahead.
W, L, R.
That would be east.
I'm not done. P. No, W, L, Q, P.
That would be east of the Mississippi.
That's correct.
You want to hear another interesting thing?
Yeah.
North of the Canadian border,
yeah,
the radio stations start with a C.
I just don't think so.
And south of the Mexican border,
yeah,
you know what they start with?
Gunfire.
Not all of them.
What?
X.
Are they four call letters in Mexico?
I think they were, yeah. I think they are. All those border blasters, all those Wolfman Jack stations, they all had X call
letters. Were they all legitimate licensed stations in Mexico?
Yeah, licensed to Mexico. Well, maybe not all of them.
You mean, and they were broadcasting up from Mexico, and it hit a lot of Southern California?
They hit the whole, all of North America.
They did?
Yeah.
Circa what year?
You know, in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and even into the 60s, you had
that these... That was kind of the plot of American Graffiti.
American Graffiti, yeah. It was based on real border blasters.
But they didn't go south of the border in that movie. They tracked down Wolfman Jack
right.
In some isolated little remote area.
True.
Little shack.
Right. But there were actual American broadcasters who, there was a famous one, Dr. Brinkley, who got banned from the U.S., so he just set up shop south of the border.
I just don't think so, Ken. I'm sorry. I don't think that ever happened.
No, it did happen.
I just don't think so, Ken.
What's so hard to believe?
I just have a feeling that never happened. Look, we're not going to settle this now.
All right, I think we have... Oh, Matt Fivesh is here to do Weekly World Blues.
He was a fax teaser. You thought it was another fax.
I thought it was more faxes.
Hey, we should thank all our faxers.
Yeah.
Wait, we're never going to hear the Shetland Pony.
Yeah, we need the Shetland Pony.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, right, yeah. We got the Shetland Pony punchline.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, oh my God, wait, there's a beautiful naked lady.
Whoa. Posing. Oh, you can take that one home, Andy.
I'm not going to take that one home. She's dreaming of Andy. I can't make this out. Wait. Oh, okay. This you have to hold up to a mirror.
Okay, so we need to...
You have to hold it up. Hold this one up to the...
No, I don't need it up in a mirror. I can read it, no problem.
You can?
Yeah, what did the Shetland pony say in the middle of trying to sing the national anthem at the baseball game?
No, I don't know.
No, sorry, that's the wrong setup. Why did the Shetland pony have trouble singing the national anthem at the baseball opener? Do you want to take a guess on the punchline?
I'm completely stumped.
Because he was a little horse.
Oh, because he was a little horse.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why that's funny. Their Shetland ponies are smaller than average.
But they're not horses. They're
It doesn't matter. Hey, we want to thank Sam for running. Do you regret coming? How much? I know you regret it, but do you regret it very much?
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. That's.
I'll get over it.
Welcome to our world.
Well, Sam, Andy's getting picked up by his piggyback guy. Maybe you can get a piggyback ride home.
How would you say our new year is doing so far? How do you think our debut show is this year?
Oh, so far it's a perfect record.
I think people who pledge money to our show are now just filled with bitter, bitter resentment and regret.
Absolutely. It's a new year. This is the way every new year starts.
So we want to end the show, and we should end every show for the rest of the year with this, these two words, no refunds. Right, Ken? No way you're getting your money back. Right, Ken?
That's
we
right.
We do not issue refunds.
Legally,
That's our motto at FMU.
I'm not allowed to give.
The check has already been cashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The money's been spent.
But beyond that,
you can't claw it back.
Yeah, there's IRS tax rules that say I cannot, as a charity, give the money back.
Just remember that next week.
Yeah.
A donation is no guarantee of any quality.
Exactly.
Or future performance.
Well, we've just proven that.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland
County.
And
this is WFMU. Oh, yeah, same thing. Same thing on this mic.
Yeah. At 91.
Yeah. 91. Yeah. 91.9 Rockland. Yeah. We're the same thing on this microphone.
Right.
Yeah. Same thing.
And online.
Online. Exactly. I'm the same thing.
WFMU.org.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all that same thing.
And no refunds.
No refunds here at FFU.
There's a man who eats a life of singers.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
I'm getting sick and tired.